What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Here we are yet again. Another ticket has been punched. Another soul has entered the termination train. And yes, gentlemen, this is going to keep happening. Why? Well, female fuckery is not appropriately addressed around the world. So therefore, the response of men putting on the mask will also happen around the world. Like in this article, gentlemen, we're headed down under to good old Australia, mates. Now, this article was published on the 24th of August. Husband charged with termination in stabbing deletion of his wife. Gentlemen, I think we can all agree that this man decided to take the final stab at the biggest problem in his life. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The family of a woman allegedly stabbed to deletion by her husband has issued an emotional statement remembering her as quote-unquote remarkable. Gentlemen, before I proceed further, what have I always said in this series whenever the family or co-workers or anybody tries to paint the woman in such a positive light? Gentlemen, that is a sleight of hand tactic. That means that there is something deep and dark about that woman that they don't want people to find out. Yeah. Standard media practice. Say so much positive things about the woman to where if you find out what she really was like, you be saying, wait a minute, hold up, pause. This is what this woman was really about? Nah, she's not a victim. She was the architect of her own demise. Now let me get back to the article. Kara Samantha Luke, 48, was found deleted in her home in Brisbane, Australia on Saturday, August 23rd, after allegedly being stabbed multiple times in a bedroom, according to Australian newspaper, The Courier Mail. Her husband, Shane Schakowsky, 52, has been charged with one count of termination and one count of entering a dwelling with intent, per the outlet. Once again, gentlemen, we have another man of advanced age who said, you know what? Nah, I'm going to go ahead and take out the bane of my existence. On August 23rd, police reports from Queensland Police said emergency services were called to the residence at around 12:30 a.m. local time. The victim was reportedly located unresponsive with critical injuries and was subsequently declared deceased at the scene, authorities said. A police update on Sunday, August 24th, stated that, quote unquote, a 52-year-old man known to the woman has been charged in relation to the termination investigation and the suspect is due to appear before Brisbane Magistrates Court on Monday, August 25th. The family of Luke, a nurse and mother of two, issued a statement obtained by the Courier Mail saying she was, quote unquote, a remarkable woman who touched countless lives with her warmth, generosity, and unwavering kindness. Something tells me if you ask her husband, you get an entirely different description. Luke's family also remembered her as a devoted mother, daughter, sister, niece, auntie, and friend who gave love so freely that everyone who knew her felt like she was part of her family, or their family, excuse me. The family statement continued, through her compassion and gentle spirit, she carried the power to comfort, encourage, and uplift others, leaving behind memories that will be cherished forever. Luke was employed at Nunda Doctors Surgery at the time of her deletion. She worked there for 20 years, according to a statement the medical clinic shared on its website. There's more, but it's all just glazing her character. And once again, I'm going to say, ask the husband his description of her. Yeah, yeah. Well, well, well. Hopefully, which we know that they won't, because we know Australia is another extremely cucked, feminist-led hellhole. Man, the fall from grace of a lot of Western countries, particularly Australia. Visited there a few times. They were not like this. But, as we all know, with time and the addition of social media, yeah, a lot of countries, unfortunately, once they had feminism infect them, they became shadows of their former selves. But all in all, yes, what would the husband's description of her look like? That's what I want. However, once again, we know they're not going to do it. Him bad, she's innocent. That's all society needs to know. That's all society needs to be programmed to know. But like I said, she's not innocent. He didn't just wake up one day and decide, you know what? I'm going to throw some shrimp on the barbie, have a nice cold beer, plan a walkabout, and then decide, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take my wife offline. No, 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 no. Gentlemen, as I always say, things do not happen spontaneously when it comes to men who put the mask on. There's always a chain of events. There's always something that drives that man over his line. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he took her offline in her home. I got to give that a 15. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. Gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact. Gonna give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, once again, multiple stabs. He turned her into a human pin cushion. I'm going to give that a 45 as well. So Shane Shankum Schakowsky gets a score of 155. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. The more positive spin that they paint the woman in, definitely there's a deep, dark secret that that family does not want to be put out to the public. And once again, people are so focused on the actions of the husband. I always ask, what led up to the actions? Yeah. See, here's the chain of events from A to D. A, the accusation. More than likely, there was something between them that made that man go, pause, let me look into this. Secrets on that phone, more than likely. B, the beginning of the investigation. So once he said, you know what, something is amiss, let me look into this. C, concrete confirmation. Oh, okay, now I have all the evidence that I have confirmed from my suspicion. And D, that's when, you know what, the deletion more than likely will occur. So there you go. A simple, comprehensive A to D breakdown when a man decides to put the mask on. Why is it that, it's a rhetorical question. I know, because society wants to paint women in a angelic light, no matter how disturbing their actions are. Oh, she's still a woman, so blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. These women are not innocent beings. More than likely, they did something to, like I said, become the architect of their own demise. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article where they do so much glazing of this woman, which actually made me not want to read the whole article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there around the world, but particularly in Western countries, America, the UK, you know, Australia, places like that, you need to understand something. And you need to understand this because I'm going to make this crystal damn clear. The power you think that the Western society is going to grant you, the protection that you believe you have in Western society, which is fake, false, by the way, that can and always does go out. Feminism and the belief that no matter how bad you treat the man in your life, he's going to stand down and allow you to roll over the top of him because he is so afraid of the system, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will take action. And that action, more than likely, will be lethal action. Oh, yeah. Another man who decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take my three hots and a cot, retirement plan. He's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.